click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let me tell you something that should be sweet, but leaves a rather uncomfortable taste in your mouth. That it would be the sugar industry. If we consider that the sugar industry in particular in South Africa has faced significant headwinds over the last few years, not only has it been the tax that has been impacted on sugary drinks and carbonated drinks, which has a further impact on the cane growers themselves, coupled with the fact there's been an interesting shift in dynamics and operational activity. If you consider the fact that Tongaat Hulot is still going through a business rescue program and restructure that is also impacting smaller cane growers in that particular region. Coupled with that, we do see that at the moment, given the conversations around tariffs, it does minimize the level of competition and competitiveness that can take place when it comes to local sugar producers. Why? Because locally grown sugar is also not facing the punitive taxes, but cheaper foreign sugar imports that are flooding into our market. Dr. Thomas Funk joins us now to tell us more about the outcomes that we need to be mindful of, the CEO of the SA Cane Growers. Thomas, thank you so much for your time. I'm hoping that I pronounced your last name correctly, but I'm very open to correction.
Close enough. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you, Dr. Fernica. Let's talk about the impact that the sugar industry is facing. And I touched on a few themes that have dominated the headlines in the last few years, but it just seems like it's blow after blow after blow. Help us understand what the latest concerns are.
You are right, indeed. It has been blow after blow after blow. But as you said earlier, we are a resilient community in South Africa, and we as the sugar industry pride ourselves in the same light. The most recent impact is man-made, and it's not a flood or a drought, but in fact, these tariffs that we're seeing globally, especially in the U.S., we send some sugar as part of the quota regime that they have over every year. And unfortunately, this 30% import tariff will make those imports probably unviable, because other countries that will receive a lower import tariff may then undercut us and take our market share away there. So that's very unfortunate. And then on the other hand, we're seeing a flood of imports coming into South Africa because our country has a lower import tariff. So, you know, I guess a regime that is being practiced in the U.S. where support for local industries is sort of being implemented on a scale that we've never seen before makes us think that shouldn't we, you know, also do the same in South Africa and protect local industries.
I was about to say the same thing. This surely sounds like a moment where we should say, whoa, 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 stop the lorry. We can't have cheaper imports coming in when we're paying way more for our exports to go out. So help us understand where these sugar imports are coming from and what the dynamics are regarding our bilateral trade agreements within these countries and regions.
Yeah, so unfortunately, sugar, you know, is being traded on the world market at below cost of production. And that's because countries such as Brazil, and I guess they're the largest culprit here, have an ethanol regime. So half of their sugar cane gets converted into ethanol, and that goes into the fuel pool. And they've had an ethanol regime heavily subsidized and supported by government for, I guess, around 50 years since the 1970 oil crisis. So it's very well established now, and that allows them just to produce sugar at a much cheaper rate than what any other country in the world can do. And as a result, they set the world price, and importers, if there's an opportunity to import this cheap sugar from the likes of Brazil and Thailand and India, I guess, they do that. And that comes into South Africa and displaces South African sugar. And South African sugar then has to be exported at this low price, this very cheap, low world price. We as growers then face a loss in terms of every ton that's exported or displaced. And that obviously affects jobs and livelihoods in South Africa. So supporting local is very important here.
I'm keen to understand what the, I guess, customs or import duty is on these cheaper sugar imports that come in from countries like Brazil.
Yeah, at the moment, it varies. It depends on the world price and it depends on the exchange rate, obviously. I think it's around 2,500 rand, if I'm not mistaken, at the moment, which is relatively low. Yeah, I mean, the sugar price is around 14,000 rand. So it doesn't really make a difference. You know, that sugar is so cheap, they can still land it and undercut the South African price, which is extremely unfortunate.
Now, this is not great, naturally, because it does impact local sugar participants in the ecosystem and, of course, cane growers who are really price takers in this particular market. I'm keen to understand what kind of interventions and solutions your organization would like to put forward here.
Yeah, so we've been engaging with the likes of Minister Tau and Minister Gudangwana over the past week and have really urged them to try and implement duties that have already triggered. So they're part of the same regime, but they've taken extremely long to actually be gazetted so that the industry can be protected, at least for the short term, and just to, you know, stem the flood of imports coming in. So we've heard recently, a few hours ago, that hopefully there's some good news on the way, but, you know, time will tell if that happens. But we urge our government to protect local. There are a million livelihoods that depend on this industry, and those are jobs on farm, in the mills, in the rural towns, you know, in the value chains. And it's so important in these rural areas of KZN and Mpumalanga that those jobs are maintained.
I can imagine that even if we try to look for alternative markets, it's competitive. As you mentioned, Brazil has the benefit of producing at a lower cost point. But coupled with that, we also have local markets and regions here on the continent who also happen to produce sugar. So where are we looking in terms of those dynamics, in terms of expanding our trade relations with other peers across the globe? Is it an option?
Yeah, you're 100% right. And we have looked at Africa. So we do send some sugar into the north of Africa where there's actually a deficit. But again, those markets are also open to the likes of Brazil, who export vast amounts of sugar. So we actually quite recently engaged with our Japanese colleagues who sent a delegation over. And hopefully that will, you know, to some extent, create a market for us. In Japan, they've got a shortage of sugar. But again, not at all in the price range that we're looking for. You know, if local market is, it's a really good market to be in. And that's why, obviously, importers are also targeting the South African or the SACU market.
Sure. I am so intrigued, Dr. Thomas, if we as South African consumers and businesses can play any influence at all. I think typically many of us just buy sugar, you know, because it is just another condiment, but we don't necessarily pay attention to where it's made unless you see the producer's name on it. But can our options and purchasing power essentially influence increased demand and support for our local sugar producers?
Absolutely. So every time you purchase a pack of sugar, turn it over and read the wording carefully. These guys have become very clever. They say packed in South Africa, even though it's not a South African product. Buy that sugar that says produced in South Africa. And the South African brands are well known. I'm not going to favor anyone to mention them, but we all know them. And please read that wording carefully and buy the one that says produced in South Africa. That's the right one to buy.
Dr. Thomas, you've taught us something new today. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to hearing future outcomes on these developments and negotiations, and hopefully Japan and the rest of North Africa continue to be positive prospects and markets we can tap into. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
That is the CEO of SA Cane Growers Association, Dr. Thomas Funeka, joining us tonight. As mentioned, next time you buy a packet of sugar produced in South Africa is what we want to walk out the door with, not packed or packaged in South Africa. We learn something new every day.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.